Well, son, we're all set. Tomorrow morning, we drive up to International Falls, Minnesota, and from there, a float plane flies us to our campsite in Canada.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I really appreciate this trip, Dad.
Well, hey, it gives us a chance to spend some quality time together before you go off to college. Mm.
Hey, can I come too, Mr. Winslow?
Well,
I've never been to Canada, but I'm a big fan of Spanish culture.
Well, Waldo, this is gonna be a father and son camping trip.
Aw, gee.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. It warms the cackles of my heart to hear you think of me as a son.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Hey, Dad. You know what's weird?
What?
Well, we going on a camping trip and we haven't heard a peep out of Steve Urkel.
Yeah, you know, that is strange.
Come on. Let's get out of here. Before that door flies open and he hurts me.
Heidi, how, Winslow?
Steve, what are you doing here?
Well, I was curious why you two are up so early. Going somewhere?
Well, actually, yeah. What was that?
Oh, my dinosaur slippers.
Why are you wearing dinosaur slippers?
Because my pig slippers are in the shop. Now speak to me, Anno. Were you and Tom actually going on a camping trip without the Yerk Man?
Well, yeah, but it's strictly a father and son trip.
Oh. Hi, guys, I'm ready to go.
Strictly father son, huh? And just when did you adopt Waldo?
Aw, gee.
What's wrong?
First you call me son, now you make it legal.
Well, I'd better be going. After all, I'm the only one here who isn't family. Aww. Have a great trip.
You can come, too, if you want to.
Oh, I can?
Yes. But you can't bring those slippers.
Oh, thanks, big guy. I'd love to go. But I can't.
Oh, you can't go?
I'm leaving for Miami this afternoon with my dad. He's performing a new surgical procedure that's got the medical community a buzz.
What is it?
An operatic lobotomy.
Well, we're so sorry you can't come with us.
Well, bye, guys.
Bye.
trust me.
Why not?
I can't see. I like to look at what I'm breathing.
Waldo, would you go find us some firewood?
Cook. I'll be right back, Dad.
What are you doing?
Picking up pine cones so I can find my way back.
That boy's head is 99% pine cone.
Man, Dad, it is so beautiful up here.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. When you're in the city, with all of its noise and traffic and crime, you don't realize how uptight it makes you. But here it's quiet, peaceful, serene. Yeah. Yep. Right now, I don't have a care in the world. Suppose, considering I just got hit by a sporting goods store. Where's my hat? Give me my hat. Give me his hat, Steve. Steve, what are you doing here? I thought you were supposed to be in Miami with your father.
I was, but the hospital decided that his singing lobotomy was too highbrow, so they replaced him with a proctologist.
An ordinary proctologist?
I don't know. He jazzes it up with a little ventriloquist.
Come on, son. Let's get our camp back in order.
And where should I pitch my tent?
On the other side of that hill.
But that's a cliff.
Exactly.
Out, you cookie camper. Goodness, this is gonna be fun. Now come along, campers, and let's find ourselves a safer campsite.
What are you talking about? This spot is safe.
Au contraire, mon frère. On my way over here, I perused the area's geological survey, and this spot is chock full of geothermic activity.
Huh?
Geysers.
We're not moving, Steve. I am in charge here. I'm the BC.
Bit cranky?
Boss camper. And the boss camper says this is the perfect campsite.
Well, suit yourself. But let's at least hang our grub from a tall tree.
Why?
Well, that'll keep it away from them darn grizzly bears.
Look, Steve, you and I have got to come to an understanding. You don't tell me how to camp, and I won't tell you how to be annoying.
Well, don't we just have a tick in our tank?
Yeah, let's just grab our fishing poles and go down to the lake.
Good idea, son.
You coming, Steve?
Now, eventually. But first, I want to protect my perishables.
Hey, guys, look what I found. A wilderness kid. Uh-oh. Hey, kitty, this place smells funny. Let's get out of here.
Gone.
Mine isn't. The bear didn't get my food.
Bear? How do you know it was a bear?
Well, why? He left tracks. And other evidence.
Wait a minute. We're assuming the bear was here.
Yeah. What if the bear is still here?
Whoa.
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
Just relax. We'll be fine.
But, Dad, I'm starving. What are we going to eat tonight?
Might I suggest some humble pie with a side of crow?
His food. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll just go and catch some fish.
Yeah, okay. And we'll save the bones from the fish and make an arrow. And we'll use the arrow to kill a cow, because I want steak.
Mr.
Mr. Winslow, is it time to turn in?
No, it's just 8 o'clock. Good night.
No, wait. How works a camping trip without some rousing campfire song?
A happy trip.
Oh, you. Now, here's a catchy tune going out from this side of the campfire to yours.
If you don't come back home with us, the police will believe anything I tell them.
You disappoint me, big guy. Now, let me offer a game. You fellas are more than welcome to share my tent.
What tent?
I saw. But we don't need his tent. We have our own tent. We'll be just fine. Well, watch out.
But I'm trying to warn you. This spot has geothermic activity, and if you sleep there tonight...
Oh, will you stop with the geothermic activity? Now, for the last time, I am the expert camper here. You are the city slicker, the tenderfoot, the green horn.
You know, if you had some din-din, you'd be a lot less grumpy-lumpy.
Whatever you do.
Nighty-night. Don't let the line ticks bite.
Hey, wait a minute.
Geothermic activity?
Now, come along, campers, come along. Dry yourselves off while I rustle up some nice hot soup.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve. You were right, and I was wrong.
Excuse me?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, not really. Tell me.
Well, The bear.
The bear.
You warned me about the bear, and I... Well,
oh. The geyser. The geyser.
You warned me about the geyser, but I wouldn't listen. I yelled at you.
And made fun of me and hurt my feelings.
I made fun of you, and I hurt your feelings.
And you're very, very sorry.
I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, cow. That was beautiful.
Look, the truth is, Steve, if you hadn't come, well, we would have been in a lot of trouble. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, big guy.